Welcome to World Cafe Words and Music from WXBN. I'm David Dye. Our guest today playing live with his band is Israel Nash, who recorded his new album Rain Plans on his ranch in Dripping Springs, Texas. Nash released his first album, New York Town, in 2009, recorded his second album in the Catskills with Steve Shelley of Sonic Youth. We'll meet him after this performance of the title song, Rain Plans.
We'll be right back.
That is the soaring anthemic title track of Israel Nash's Rain Plans Coming to Rest there. We're hearing a live version today from pretty much the same band that crowded into the studio, or from what I understand, Israel's living room to record this album.
Same guys.
Just sounds great. Welcome. I'm really glad we could finally get a chance to talk, Israel. Thanks for being here.
Thanks so much for having us, David.
There's something about a sense of place that I think is worthy of discussion about this record, because you're from Missouri originally.
Yes.
And this is your third album, and the first two were connected somewhat to New York, New York City or New York State.
Yeah.
And how do you feel that they were affected by their environment?
First album, that's, you know, I moved to New York and recorded that album, and then when I started writing for the next album, it's when I met these guys and we made Barn Doors. And I think that was our first, my first introduction to this idea of recording away and recording in places that weren't typically studios, that we could just kind of live and ascend on and kind of turn into our own place. So that was something that we, I think, all had experienced together, that kind of recording session. And we did that for Barn Doors. So it was very much like the only way that I wanted to make records right now, is just kind of in the comforts of, you know, I'm a big advocate of the environment, you know, whether that be, you know, the hills around me or being in the house that I know and being with the people that I care about and know, kind of no time, no clock idea to sort of making music together. And so it was a very like trying, I think also it was a lot of people gave a lot of stuff, a lot of themselves for that emotionally. So the end of the session for Rain Plans was pretty exhausting, I think. So,
how did the idea of actually, moving everything to Texas, come about for you?
It was very, very much influenced, by these guys. When I met them, they were from Texas, and they spoke very highly about it. And we had gone down there and played South by a couple of 3 or 4 years ago. And I just really liked the weather and liked the vibe and liked Austin, you know. But then I wanted to live in the country after being in New York, and my wife found a place, and we moved out and had 15 acres and just kind of living on the country. So it was very inspired, you know, by these guys, and they were all moving back to Texas, you know, finally leaving New York and kind of doing something different. And so, yeah, that kind of, we all went there together, I guess, you know.
Well, when you say 15 acres to an East Coaster, you go, wow, is that kind of a ranchette there? Is it not that big?
Yeah.
A place?
Yeah, I still call it the ranch because it's the only one I got. So, but yeah, I would still call it the ranch if I had like 2 acres, but yeah, it's from New York, obviously. It was a pretty nice thing to do, and to be able to just change that environment. And it, you know, you can get 15 acres and it's less than my like one bedroom apartment in Williamsburg, you know. So a lot of space and a lot of place to be, just to work on music and just to kind of get away. And that duality of being on the road and being in major cities and being very social, and to be able to come home and kind of work on music in a different, completely different environment, in a different way, you know.
How does this music end up kind of reflecting that environment? I mean, it's really spacious, but I'm just wondering what things you were thinking about.
Well, I had, you know, when I wrote these songs, I had, you know, was showing them to the guys, just that they were kind of, you know, different from previous material that I've been working on. And, you know, they really encouraged me, and, you know, and I had told them that I wanted to make a record that sounded like the Hill Country looked. And, so it was kind of this challenge that I had, you know, told all of the guys about, and everyone brought, I think, their interpretation of that. And I mean, recording in the Hill Country with, you know, big windows, just looking over the hills and the sunsets, I mean, it sounds, it's not made up. It very much brings something, you know, and the seriousness of it, that event of making an album was so much bigger than you know, playing it in the studio or playing a live show. It was just about making art and music together. And that's why I always cherish that kind of process, the studio and being with those that I care about, and musically and personally, that's our time to work and to make new art together, which is a pretty incredible thing. So
we're talking with Israel Nash, and we just heard the title song from his third album called Rain Plans. And he's got this great band with Joey McClellan on guitar, Aaron on bass, Aaron McClellan, that is, Eric Swanson on pedal steel, and Josh Fleischman on drums, playing live for us today. And they're the folks who made this record. What's next?
We're going to play Who in Time.
That's Who in Time, another one from Israel Nash and this great band playing live for us today on the cafe. Another one from Rain Plans, the third album. This is Israel. It gets me. This is such American sounding music. And then I keep reading about the first two albums, and even with this one, got a start in Europe and in the UK. Have you been scratching your head about that yourself?
Yeah, I think that, it's one of those things that at the time, like being a kid, you know, wanting to play music, and, you know, I've always obviously been writing songs for a long time, like since I was 13, 14, playing music, guitars, and I was 10, 11. And the idea is, you know, you're just kind of this welcoming in the States, and it's all like that. And I had never even been to Europe. And then the first album came out on a small label out there, and I started touring in Europe, and then, you know, eventually quit my day job and had, you know, was just touring in Europe so much. And yeah, I was sort of scratching my head, but at the same time, I realized that, you know, that I had something that a lot of people didn't have, that, you know, I was able to play music and continue to do what I'd always wanted to do, just maybe not in the place that I had thought, you know, initially. So yeah, Europe started to grow a lot, and with the new album, you know, we really needed, you know, we had a label and agents, just a lot of people around in Europe to make those things possible, and didn't really have that in the States, and no one was really wanting to put out the new album stateside. So, you know, we knew that it was something special to us and that we wanted to kind of hold off. And yeah, we had to wait, you know, a year, but found some people and got something together. And now playing at home, and it's great. It's a lot shorter distance, and it feels good to be at home, you know.
Yeah, and there's been pretty strong reaction here too as well. So yeah. People just need to hear.
Yeah, it's great.
So yeah, that is great. Israel Nash is our guest today, and kind of the elephant in the room, I have to say, is if you listen to this music, it's hard not to conjure Neil Young as an influence on what you do. And I just wanted to say this to people, because I had in my mind, Israel, I'd never seen you live, that, you know, you were the guitar player as well. But give it up for Joey, because Joey McClellan is doing most of all.
Joey McClellan, yes.
Thank you.
He's the lead guitar player.
Doing all these great lead lines and stuff. But tell me about that era, era of a couple of Neil albums, and there's so much great music from that era. Has that always been inspiration to you?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I've been a Neil fan for multiple reasons, and I think that probably now, as I've gotten older, bigger than his music has been his kind of his aim with his art. He's an artist, and he's, you know, people follow him. Here, come my way. I'm a songwriter, and this is what I want to do. And no matter if you think it's bad or you don't like it, this is what I need to do. And come on with me. You know, I like that as I've gotten older. This idea of inspiring, you know, to be an artist, to really do what you do, to be a craftsman of what you're working on and passionate about it. But I think that, you know, that period of music, like, you know, the Laurel Canyon sound, the 70s sound from Neil and from CSNY, and that whole scene, and in general, just the way records were made and music was made. And that's something that we've all cherished, you know, since we were kids listening to records.
All right. We have time for one more.
Okay. This is a song called Rex Santamarum. Side.
truck stop Betty. She was wringing her hands and they was awfully sweaty. She said her mother died in Brooklyn just yesterday. And I said, Betty, you just hold your horses, 'cause soon they're gonna be changing courses. We can live out of the Montana rain. I hit the great place.
That is Rex Anamaram. A great way to finish up our set today from Israel Nash and company playing live. It's so sweet to hear you guys play live. I thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having us, Stephen.
I'm David Dye. World Cafe Words and Music from WXBN is produced at WXBN in Philadelphia. If you'd like to hear more of our World Cafe sessions and get daily cafe alerts, you can sign up at our website at worldcafe.npr.org. As always, thanks for spending your time with the World Cafe.